Dad's Day right around the corner. Father's Day Sunday. What do dads want on Father's Day?
To be left alone? No. For me, I would like a nice breakfast, and it doesn't have to be breakfast in bed. I like a bagels and lox sandwich, and probably play some golf, and then go to the pool, and then dinner with my family. And I want my family at the pool, but they really don't love the pool, so they don't usually go.
Well, it's not about them. It's about you. It's Father's Day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. Father's Day to me, well, this Father's Day is going to be strange for me because my dad passed away in August. So this is the first Father's Day without Lou. And not that I would see him on Father's Day because of the, you know, living here and he's in Philly. Once in a while I would go there for it. But it's going to be weird. You know, I didn't get a card. I'm not going to be making that phone call on Sunday. So I'll probably be a little more emotional than usual. But Father's Day, I believe most guys don't care about Father's Day like the women care about Mother's Day.
So what's the biggest difference between the two? Just that
men are from Venus and women are from Mars or whatever.
They just don't want a big to do about it, right?
Yeah, no big deal.
And we, you know, push a child out of our body and we want to be celebrated.
Right.
So yeah. And you didn't.
That's true. We helped with the process.
You
though.
Did. Okay. Yes, you definitely Thank contributed.
You. Thank you. Yes.
To part of it.
Yes. Did I read it or did I listen?
Yeah, you did it backwards.
It's all the same, Stoney.
It's fine.
Either way, you contributed.
Okay. Close enough. It's basically reading.
Mm-hmm.
Heather.
Yeah.
Your experience.
For Father's Day?
Well, now you have, your husband is a father of
yes,
two young
he is,
children.
But I mean, I'm still listening to you guys. Like, what do you want for Father's Day? I mean, I have found that the things I wanted for Mother's Day, he has no interest in. Like, I wanted cute little keepsakes from the kids. Like, give me their handprint and like a little stepping stone or something like that. He's like, please don't do that for me.
I have a lot of those like little frames when the kids are
yes!
I have that stuff
See, I
still.
Think, yes. I love that. I think that's adorable. He's not really into all of that. So he's basically said, don't waste your time doing that. Yes, it's a nice gesture and he would take it, but that's not what he wants. I don't really know what he wants. So I know he is going to spend the morning out. He's a big disc golfer, so he's going to go do that on Sunday morning. And then I think we're just going to kind of hang out.
Smoke weed before you do
no,
disc golf?
And then I think we're going to just go hang out with the kids. I don't know. I'll go to the park. But I don't know what he wants as far as a gift.
That's the second day this week that we've had a disc golf reference turn into a stoner reference, and it was John that made the one earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm. There are certain things me and John have in common. Those references, absolutely.
It is a stoner hobby, right? Not
sure.
Exclusively.
No,
but,
of course it
no,
is.
You
yes.
can participate without being stoned.
Yes.
It's not against the rules?
No.
Okay. You can be sober while you can. Disc golf.
You can actually do it while you're listening to an audiobook.
Okay. You can.
Thank you for that.
You could basically say you've read the book while you played.
Yes.
Oh, that multitask.
Mm-hmm.
For me, this is a ticket text because I don't have kids. I guess I can celebrate with my dad, and I am
yes.
on Sunday with my brother. We're gonna
you
go.
But cat dad.
I don't count that. I don't like when people do that. It to me, it is a completely different experience. I don't want to cheapen those who actually do have kids by saying, "Oh, I'm a cat dad or a dog dad, or we got a little pupper at home, or any of that stuff." But no, I'm going to go hang out with my dad with my brother
right.
on Sunday. But it's not going to be a big to do. I mean, we're going to get some food and see him and say hi and. That's about it.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, for years, it's sometimes a phone call.
I mean, I'm sure I'll get some gifts, probably some golf paraphernalia or something, or a gift certificate to the pro shop or something like that.
Golf is a common theme. First ticket text says, all I want is uninterrupted rounds of golf on Father's Day.
And to watch the end of the U.S. Open, which is a Father's Day tradition.
Because if you do it right, you can play, and then you come back, and then you watch
yes.
the conclusion. The two that don't wash their feet agree on the books, signed Chad. Stoney, do you get that reference?
No.
Okay, so we did a topic. Jason Kelsey, he said that he doesn't wash the soles of his feet.
In the shower, when he showers.
In the shower. He said water just runs down, and it says this is just lies made up by Big Soap or something, that you have to wash the soles of your feet. And
well, I don't believe in the conspiracy theory, but I don't either.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. John looked at us and ticket texters have been judging us for a couple weeks on
Every single person basically here at the station besides Jim and I say they wash their feet every
They're
time they
liars,
take a shower.
Liars.
I don't.
Thank you.
Neither do I.
You are honest sometimes to a fault.
Right.
but always honest. I think people don't want to be honest. The idea that they pick up their feet and scrub the soles of their feet every single time. You're liars.
No. That's what pedicures are for. No, just kidding. But it's true.
Not to derail us. Father's Day, Ticket Texter says, it's absolutely not about the fathers because all the mothers make it something the fathers don't want it to be.
No, like I disagree with that. That the mothers make the Father's
Day stuff?
Do stuff for the father that the father doesn't want to do?
Oh,
no.
I don't think so.
No, I disagree with that vehemently.
I do too.
My wife would never make me do something on Father's Day that I didn't want to do. No.
Oh, come on. The kids want to go do this. No, it's Father's Day. If you want to do something different, you do something different.
Yes.
I think the most adamant thing I am now being a dad for, 14 years going on 15 is I don't really want to cook the food. Wherever we go, but I would prefer a cookout any day over going out to eat. Absolutely any day. Hanging out in a backyard or something like that. Tiger games on in the background. Maybe you got a TV in your garage and US Open's kind of background, so you can sort of check it out, but you're not dialed in completely to it. You know, it's just very casual, laid back, relaxed. Golfing is solid. It's just a different world for me right now in terms of making, clearing that amount of time. Right. I've gone to a Tiger game on Father's Day once. That was cool.
Yes.
I will be coaching on Sunday for the first time. Our team has qualified for a tournament, so they are playing a game at noon on Sunday. So that's pretty cool, actually. I was kind of torn. The fact that it's noon is nice because we knock it out and we still got the afternoon to do something. But that's fun. I mean, I enjoy coaching, and it's going to be cool to coach my son on Father's Day. And, you know, that's a nice little, we'll see what I think about it on Monday, you know, but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think with Father's Day, I don't know, it feels more casual than Mother's Day. I think Mother's Day, there's more of an expectation. At least I feel this way. Like, I need to get my mom flowers or a gift. For my dad, it's just to see him.
Right.
You know,
it's the difference between women and men.
Yeah. Maybe that's
it's that simple. It's not good or bad. It's just the way it is.
Like for father,
women expect more. Damn it, we don't.
I don't think we do. I mean, how cheesy is the like you get your dad a tie for Father's Day? I mean, there really isn't like a go-to Father's Day gift. But Mother's Day, oh, it's May. It's flowers. You do something for mom,
that's
right?
That's easy. I mean, it's an easy go-to.
Yeah.
Flowers.
Yeah, but I don't think there is that easy go-to for your father. Like, what are Father's Day gifts that you've? Like, I get it when the kids are young and they do something cute, but like, right. When's the last Father's Day gift you got? And I'm not saying your kids are bad kids. No. I'm not getting my dad a Father's Day gift this year.
They'll get something together. Like I said, it'll probably something golf-esque or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Or, you know, I did mention that somebody asked me, you know, what do you want for Father's Day? I said, get me, I don't have enough local team hoodies. So maybe I want one of those.
Which team?
Any of them. I have the Tigers. That's the only one I have. So any of the other three.
The obvious answer is the Lions.
Well, right? Yeah, but I'll take either. And certain material, like my Georgia hoodie has a certain material. I'm not going to even try to describe it. It's like.
Is it more breathable?
Smooth. Yeah. I don't, you know, as opposed to the heavier ones, I like the other ones better.
Non-cotton.
Yes.
You don't want a cotton one.
Correct.
I'm just curious, though, getting a hoodie and then it's going to be 97 Monday.
Well, no, it's not to wear.
I know. I'm just messing. Yeah. It was a very easy. I could care less what I get,
right.
Really. It's a very non-materialistic right. thing. Also, my birthday's like 10, 12 days later, usually 2 weeks later. And it's like kind of weird getting gifts so close to each other. Mm-hmm. It's a little like it's almost like Christmas in June for me.
By the way, happy
Father's Day.
Happy Flag Day, everyone. Today, June 14th is Flag Day. Was that a big deal at all when you were growing up? Because it was with us, but. I think we were more patriotic society back then. But
can you describe, what do you mean by it was a big deal? What did you do for Flag Day?
I'm curious. Well, in school, we sang songs.
Like you're a grand old flag?
Yes, exactly. You're a grand old flag. You're a high flying flag.
You guys would like gather around and sing it?
Did you like a parade? Like with a flag?
I kind of remember doing something like that. Yeah, it was a big deal. I don't. Yeah, in elementary school.
When did Flag Day stop being?
I don't know. I don't think my kids celebrated Flag Day.
You said that with so much energy, and I'm like, is this supposed to be a big deal? I've never... like Greg, he's like, it's Flag Day, everybody! As only you can. I've never even thought twice about Flag Day. This is the most time I've ever dedicated in my adult life to Flag Day.
To me...
is right now on this radio show.
In a weird way, I think Flag Day should be more important than President's Day.
Because the flag is symbolic of all of us. The president is, it's the team is bigger than the individual.
Exactly.
So we should actually get off Flag Day and work President's Day.
Correct.
I could get by.
How about we just get both of them off?
Although, hopefully,
days off are cool.
Yes.
When the NFL goes to 18 games, the Super Bowl will be the day before President's Day, so we'll have that day off.
We'll get the day after the Super Bowl off, which is a fair consideration. But, Greg, I'm through the sports brain. We got to give to get. There's trades. Would you trade President's Day for Flag Day? And the answer, Stoney brings up a good, compelling argument, but overall, you would rather have a summer day off than a February day off.
Correct. The other, the flip side of that is there's a, next week is Juneteenth, so you're already going to have a holiday. So, combine them. Have 2 days off in a row.
Flag Day was so big for Stoney because he's around when Betsy Ross first sewed the flag.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I went to her house right down this half hour from my house. Betsy Ross's house.
It says, Jim, you're too cheap to buy your father a gift? No, I just spent time with him. I don't think there's an expectation.
That's your gift to him, is you.
Your presence is your present.
Yes.
I don't think there's an expectation that you get your... Not the way it is with moms, I don't think.
No, but I think you always get your dad a gift for Father's Day, don't you?
When you said that, I felt like you were going to take some strays from it.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not Bronner's or where's, haven't been to Canada, but most people get their gifts, Jim. Get gifts for their dads, Jim.
Yeah.
Heather, what are you getting Colin?
I have no idea what I'm going to get Colin
well,
yet.
Colin's not her father.
No, but the standard she set for Mother's Day, I remember. Right. She said you have to get your wife a Mother's Day gift, so then you have to get your husband
a Father's. Well, he's definitely going to get a card, actually, which he does appreciate, with a nice little note. But I don't know yet, and he's probably listening, so I can't tell you.
Yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. What should Costa get his dad for Father's Day?
Oh, no, I don't even want to read some of these.
Catio.
Chapman jerseys.
Yeah.
Bronner's gift certificate.
We've got John Morosi coming up at 9:35. We could have some fun with this until then. It's 97.1. We did get a ticket texter who said, get with your brother.
Yeah.
Hook him up. No, my dad does not partake. That would not be a great Father's Day gift. I don't know how I ended up in the crosshairs on this. Stoney, you are a father.
Yes.
Tom is a father. Greg is a father. Heather, you are married to a father.
I have a father.
And you have, we all have fathers. But what am I trying to say? I said, I'm going to see my dad on Sunday, spend some time with him, with my brother. And I didn't even bring this up as a topic, just kind of offhand said, we're not getting him a gift. Dads don't really ask for much, expect much. It's more about quality time and the experience. And I got a hard time from people because I'm not getting him a gift.
Yeah, you always get your dad a gift.
Are you playing this up for the radio? You don't have to get your...
No!
I'm kind of with you at a certain point. At a certain point... I don't know. I do feel sorry, Dad, but I feel like you had everything you could want in life. Let's just hang out, right? Let's just spend time together.
Okay. What's your dad like to do?
He likes to go to the gun range, so I could get him some.
Get him some ammo. Something like that.
You could buy. But I feel like it's hard enough around the holidays to like go Christmas shopping for your dad. Like the number of years that you get him like a thermos or like gloves or it's like what are we? We're just doing this to do this, like.
Yeah, it's a way of showing.
But it's more important to spend the time.
Like my dad was 96, so the last few birthdays, what's he need? We got him an Eagles T-shirt or something like that, or just something little.
But what do you think he appreciated more, that T-shirt or the time you got to spend with him?
Well, because I was here, he loved
it.
Yeah.
But when you did get to spend it with him, it was probably more the time, right?
Probably.
I think that's better than a gift.
Right. By the way, I got a direct message on Twitter, something from the cookie jar.
Yes.
About the, does a straw have one hole or two holes?
Can you read it on
the
air?
And I said, too. Yes, I can. This is from a former Michigan kicker and I believe Super Bowl champion, Ali Haji Sheik. He says, so Stoney's walking down the street looking at his phone. A manhole cover is left off of a sewer opening. He falls in and is dumped in a larger opening for a water runoff. Stoney fell in one hole. Straw is the same.
Yeah, we had people. We had people bringing up basically like the idea is if there's a hole in your shirt, there's technically two openings, but it's one hole. Or a donut has two openings, but it's one hole. So how thick does it have to be when it turns into two? And the answer Greg is miming is forever. It's still just the one hole with two openings. Anyway, we have been all over the place. I want to try to get these Father's Day ticket texts in before the news. 248-539-9797. John Morosi talks Tigers, rescues us from this conversation at 9:35. Thoughts on Scooble, the deadline, the direction of this baseball team.
And Javi.
And Javi. Okay, this one says, Father's Day, three Bs, beef, beer, and boat. That's what dads want for Father's Day.
Well, if you like boats, yes.
What did Heather say Colin was getting? A nice little card?
I probably did say that.
It's a word you use.
It is.
I want to get you in trouble. Heather's going to get Colin some lifts for his shoes on the ticket text. Take your dad to a Tigers game, Jim, or whatever he's interested in, Bill, in Grand Rapids. So just something
like
you can do.
Well,
get on the plane, go to Texas. That'd be great. Yeah.
This one says, I do not like gifts. It's like a throwaway gift. I'd rather get something useful or experiential. That's from Ben on the ticket text. That's more of what I'm saying.
Okay.
I agree.
Dads don't need gifts. Bronner's is overrated and Canada sucks. I'm not sure why you get all this heat cookies. Someone's coming to my defense.
By the way, driving from Washington to Detroit on Sunday, on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, there were billboards for Bronner's. I couldn't believe it. I swear to God.
You're not doing this to mess with
no,
me.
No, I'm okay. not.
I don't know if you're trolling me
no,
on a Friday.
I would not. No, I don't troll.
I know you don't. It's a different guy who fills in on the... Anyway, Rieger and I are cool. Expecting a gift for Father's or Mother's Day is lame. I just want to spend time with my kids. Maybe it's because they're all grown. They're out of the house. When they were younger, I was fine with even just a barbecue and spending time with them. That's Dennis in Allen Park. Speaking of Allen Park, I feel like, Tom, you just said this. The new Lions gear... Great Father's Day gift idea for people whose dads are into football, the new black jerseys.
Oh, yeah. I think that any dad that's a Lions fan or even casual Detroit sports fan would love that right now because it's new paraphernalia that they probably don't own.
Even the new home jerseys that are blue, it's new. It's the revamped scheme. This one says order a new jersey for your dad. Lions jersey would be a great idea. Got my Tigers hat for Father's Day. A dad, a Tigers hat for Father's Day because I'm taking them to the game in a couple weeks. So it's the hat plus the tickets. Oh. That's a creative way to do it.
Or you get a cameo from me or John.
You guys do that,
I just got a request.
Did you?
Yeah. For Father's Day? Mm-hmm. Excellent.
There you go. Maybe I'll get my dad a cameo from Stoney for Father's Day.
There we go.
Be like, why are you giving me this?
It's kind of a gift that keeps giving because you're also giving to Stoney. It'd be like you're
helping
giving him however
out.
Much.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
much does it cost to get a cameo from you?
Probably as cheap as it, like $30, $25.
Okay. Yes. So you're given $20.
As opposed to like Arnold Schwarzenegger's like $7.50 or something like that.
Just ridiculous.
Anyway, I've enjoyed the show. It's been off the rails. We're going to get back on the rails with Morosi, but first Heather with the news.
Let's see. There's a Redford family that had their SUV stolen and now they are pleading to get it back, but it's not the actual vehicle that they really want back. It's what was inside that vehicle that they want. So there's a woman named Rhonda Mitchell, and she says that somebody stole her niece's Blazer. It was parked out on the street in front of the home, but inside the car were the cremated remains of her niece's baby, and it's something they desperately like to have back. So if you know of who stole the Chevy Blazer, get in touch with the police. All they want is the remains. I mean, obviously, I think they would take the car back as well, but those are what they're really hoping to get back. An Indiana woman was arrested after authorities discovered 61 pounds of cocaine in her luggage at a Chicago airport. Wowee. This 27-year-old had traveled from L.A. and she had her bag searched at Chicago Midway International Airport. And inside her luggage, they found 31 pounds of cocaine, but she was traveling with somebody else. That person decided to just run. They saw the police on their way, fled the scene. This guy left behind his two bags. And then in total, with what was in his bags and her bags, 61.7 pounds of cocaine.
How stupid.
What? Yes, so she's in a lot of trouble, and I'm sure the guy that was with her is also going to be in a lot of trouble as well. So Kate Winslet, let's talk about her and Leonardo DiCaprio. They had, right this crazy chemistry as Rose and Jack in the Titanic. Mm-hmm. But apparently their kissing scenes were pretty awkward for at least one of them. According to Winslet, the intimacy between her and Leo was not all it's cracked up to be. And she, in fact, she said that famous scene, you know, when she's out at the front of the boat, she said, was a nightmare. So it was more about what had to go on between the kisses, the fixing of the makeup and things. Wasn't a huge knock to him.
Sure.
Or his kissing skills, apparently, but...
It takes you out of the moment.
It does. Definitely does. There's a woman that was attempting to flee police in Monroe, and she was busted pretty easily when she decided... I guess probably didn't decide, but accidentally turned down a dead-end street. So she literally had nowhere else to go. It happened on Thursday. Officers pulled over a 39-year-old woman for a traffic violation. And while the officer was speaking to the woman, she just decided to speed off and led police on a chase through several streets in Monroe. She didn't go fast. It was like 45 miles per hour. But I guess if you're going through neighborhoods, that's quite quick. But then it came to an abrupt end when she turned down a dead end street. So she was arrested right there and she's facing numerous charges.
So I know the answer is because criminals are dumb people. But what was she thinking? Once you're stopped, they've got your license plate and then you're going to drive off and you're not even going to speed. You have no chance to get away. How did she think that was going to end up? Was there any scenario where that worked out for her?
It happens all the time. No, there's no
none.
Scenario. But there, you hear them where like people flee and then they run out of gas and they get caught.
Is it
same
like a panic thing? They're like, I'm not getting stopped today. It's a traffic stop. You get a ticket or something. Instead, you make your life way worse.
Yep.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, John Morosi, MLB Network, gives us thoughts on where the Tigers are at. And some early thoughts ahead of the deadline. What to do with Javi Baez and more. It's 97.1.